Hello and welcome back to Galactic Goddess Podcast. I'm your host, Radha Nilia. And today we're going to be talking about goddess activations, my original healing modality. And I have a very special guest, Miss Karuna, who is near and dear to my heart. She is a quantum healing hypnosis therapist and someone who I really respect because her work is phenomenal. And that's the thing about being a healer, right? We get to try each other's workout and we always want to learn more. So I've tried her workout and then you had got to try my goddess activation sessions, right?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Radha. You said it rightly. We even if we think we are healers, and it's self-healing most of the time, right? Mm-hmm. It's self-healing, but we still need help from other healers to support our healings. And we did that together. Mm-hmm. We worked together, and thanks for your goddess
activation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I think I am feeling and receiving and processing. Mm-hmm. So that activation we had some time back.
I think we did one, was it a week ago? The last one we did was a week ago.
Yes. Saraswati goddess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So goddess Saraswati, who is an incredible goddess, and you know all the goddesses. So, right? You know, goddess Saraswati she's all about communication, self-expression, writing, talking. She's a very self-expressed goddess, and she really helps us to activate our inner expression. And we're excited because you are going to come on to Awakening Starseeds and share your message as a writer, as an author, as an expert. We're so honored to have you.
Thank you. Honor is mine. Thank you.
Yes. And I know we just did the session, so you're still processing. But for someone who's never experienced a goddess activation session, like, how would you explain how it works and how it feels, what it feels like during a session?
Well, the process, I worked with you before too, and that's why I like working with you. Because I don't ask for, I want this, right? I need this. I just tell you what I'm going through. And then you are this born healer, I guess I can say that, you know, what to advise or what to work on. And that's why when I was telling you what I was going through, you said, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I think you need. And you said, Goddess Saraswati, this is what we are going to bring the archetype for you. Mm-hmm. And that is, I think that is what I needed, because mm-hmm. I'm still processing, like you said. Mm-hmm. But what I felt during the session was the energy. Mm-hmm. The energy that especially for my third chakra, which is about creativity, and mm-hmm. rightly, goddess Saraswati is the representation of that part, and I felt that energy, and you know that I'm feeling it, and I'm processing it. You said it earlier, saying that I am out there now. I want to do this writing that you have come up with. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually looking forward to it, because now that I have come up with this that I should write. Mm-hmm. It has happened before too, but I I'm not I never thought I would be doing something that creative, and I guess that was the block, you know, and that was remote.
Well, you are, I mean.
Yeah, at least being remote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the energy works through you. So it starts to come through in waves. And I do see that you're so self-expressed, you know, and when you do your healing sessions, I suppose that's a very creative way for you because you're quite an incredible healer, you know, and that comes very naturally to you. But you're also in corporate, right? I mean, you're like a scientist. You're like a very incredible woman. So please tell us what else you do.
Well, not a scientist. Do you mean by what I do as my daily work?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that is something to talk about, and which I generally don't get to talk. I have an engineering degree. Mm-hmm. I am a computer engineer. My batch was the third batch in my state, mm-hmm. in India, which after computer engineering became part of the academy.
Mm-hmm.
So it came as a syllabus in our college or in our state. Mm-hmm. So I have that, and I am working. Well, that was not my choice actually. I always wanted to be in medicine. I always mm-hmm. wanted to be a surgeon. Mm-hmm. But it worked out well for me because the need was to get the professional job and get working. Mm-hmm. And that was very much needed to move out of poverty, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, I have a question for you.
I love that. Yeah, sure.
My question is, like, you know, you're an engineer, right?
Yeah.
The way you talked about stuff was very techy. I wasn't sure, like, I knew it was something like engineering or scientist. And, you know, not many women were probably in the field that you were in. Like, you know, you were probably one of the few that graduated, yeah? Of females.
Well, the computer engineering is like more women, but still not mm-hmm. women don't really go into this field. Mm-hmm. Now it's changing, and it changed at that time too because I was there, you know. So, but you won't see 50-50, you know. You don't mm-hmm. see 50% men and boys and 50% girls. You don't see like that. At least, I don't know how the picture is now, but at least at the time when I was,
yeah.
it was very uneven, very
mm-hmm,
uneven.
Mm-hmm. I love that you stepped forward as the feminine and took on this. I mean, because that's, you know, it's pretty incredible. So, and then I love how you also do the quantum healing hypnosis. I just think that's incredible to have so much diversity, right? I mean, you have your engineer, and then you're also on this metaphysical level, and you can carry the two together. And so now we're, you know, activating your inner artist, your inner writer. We're merging all of your gifts, you know, because you have these gifts, and now we're activating your throat chakra, and you're just stepping out into the fullness of who you are. And that's what we're here to do. That's what Goddess Activations is about, is like celebrating all the aspects, because we're multidimensional. We're not just one dimensional. There's so much more to us than just one aspect, right? You're an engineer, and that's phenomenal. And then on top of that, you do quantum healing hypnosis. That's phenomenal. And now you're going to be a published author and writer in Awakening Starseeds, and that's phenomenal. We're here to activate our gifts. We're here to activate our voice. We're here to be in our divinity and our true essence and power. And so we're up leveling all the time. And I love energy work and the goddesses, because the goddesses really represent the divine feminine in the full spectrum of things, you know, from intellectual to artistic to sensual, everything in between. And we're not just one faceted. We're multifaceted like a diamond. So I'm very excited that your voice is coming forward and you're really stepping into your creative zone, because there's an artist inside of you. There's a speaker inside of you. And and it's like manifesting in the here and the now, and here you are.
I'm looking forward to myself, you know, doing all these things.
I love it. So is there anything else you'd like to share about, you know, the working with me or what it's like to have an activation so other people can know what to expect in a session?
Well, I would like to say that the activation, see, it's not like you do something. It's not like you go to a doctor. I tell this to my clients as well. You go to a doctor and get a pill and, you know, you are healed or you are, you know, completely done with the problem. It's not that, right? It is just the beginning. It's just the beginning and then you start the actual work.
Exactly.
So we have to be patient. We have to be in faith that all is in, all is happening as per the, you know, divine, whatever you think.
It's so true. You know? It's in layers, you know, healing is in layers. So like you said earlier about the quantum healing hypnosis, like usually the first sessions is just one layer and then you work on another layer. So on our first sessions, we work with your throat chakra. So there's progression, you know, and then that's why I usually do like 3 months with people where I hold a container and we work in those 3 months because it is consecutive and everything layers on top of everything and everything starts to release, you know, one layer releases, another layer comes forward. You know what I mean? Like we're such interesting beings. We always have so much, so many different facets to ourselves. And it's kind of exciting to discover the next level of us, right?
Yeah, we don't know, you know, exactly.
We don't know.
Yeah, what we are going to see when this layer, you know, comes off. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have to be patient and excited to see what that next level is.
Curiosity. And you have to have a bit of like, I'm always in awe and wonder what's going to come next. Cause I always know it's going to be something what I need or what my client needs. It's always for the highest and best good. And I think self-discovery and discovering ourselves is so exciting. I would never get bored of that. You know, it's just, it's a beautiful process.
Yeah, it is.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
I would like to say thanks to you. And I would like to work more with you because I know we work together and it always brings out something.
I'm laughing because we were talking earlier and that I'm also an activator. So I activate, you know, I bring stuff in, but I activate and it's like I put a little fire underneath people just a little bit to warm it up and, you know, make sure like bring stuff to the surface. That's part of my job. And even in like my podcast, the things I talk about, I know I activate people. People usually have a visceral reaction. They either love it or they're like, oh my gosh, this is, you know, and I'm like, well, it is what it is. Either way, you're getting activated. Okay. So.
Yeah. I remember when I came to, give you a session, you said, I trigger people. You told me I trigger people. Just be careful that I can trigger you too. I said, it's okay.
Oh, I trigger people. I mean, people are either running to me or running away from me. But they usually always come back and they're like, you know, hey, I'm ready, you know. But I mean, because I'm a shadow worker, so I'm always bringing up people's shadow. It's just part of who I am. I love the shadow work. I mean, I'll be a great mirror. You know, I mirror people all the time. And sometimes they don't like what they see in the mirror. Sometimes they love it. I'm not doing anything intentionally. It's just part of like, everyone has a purpose, a mission. Part of my purpose, the mission is to be an activator. So, you know, one way or another, people will be like, whoa, I just had this aha, or whoa, I need to run. I can't face this right now. But, only the brave can handle me. So you're a brave, magical soul. And I love you, and I love your gifts too. You know, I love this healing journey. The people I get to meet are, I mean, magnificent, out of this world people such as yourself. And we're all coming together. We're all bringing our gifts forward. And I'm, most importantly, I'm really excited that you're going to be part of this book, Awakening Starseeds, your voice. I mean, you have so much to offer, so much to share, and so much perspective because of the work you do as an engineer and then the work you do as a quantum hypnosis healer. It's just a really interesting dynamic, and I cannot wait to know what you're going to talk about in your chapter. Okay. So thank you guys for joining us. Thank you, Karuna, for coming on and sharing. And if you're interested in a goddess activation, I have a series of 11 goddesses that I work with, and I'd love to share them with you. So much love. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Mwah! Bye-bye.
Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.